How much
have you so far made out of only social media lead generation?
So what we like to share is how much revenue have we generated. Because like I said, I'm not about just how much are we making, how much are we generating for other people. So in revenue sales for this year, we've done over 3 million in revenue sales. That has been since, other than our first deal in Chubbuck, the one that Noah brought to me, from that point on, every single deal we've done to this point has all been through social media marketing.
Mic check.
I'm good.
Mic check. Mic check.
You can read about success all day long, but if you don't put in the work, the mindset, execution, and the hustle behind your vision, it just remains a dream.
When everything goes wrong, you have to take all the responsibility.
We uncover what high-level entrepreneurs, business owners do to rise up from hustling daily.
So do what you feel passionate about. Take chances.
The world becomes your library to help you to become better at your craft.
Join me as I share with you actionable tips to help you grow your business, learn skills, and help you level up in your self-development journey.
Your number one spot for business and personal growth is the Online Hustlers Podcast with your host, Esteban Andrade. Every day I'm hustling.
Now let's go back a little bit more to the marketing side. Marketing in terms of you guys were starting to receive leads to from online marketing. And can you tell us the first few months, the first few leads, the first few sellers? Just walk us through some of examples of the deals that you were able to get. I know that you guys had at the beginning like a mindset of like flipping and then moved on into like, okay, let's make sure that some of these flips now are just wholesales. But
right.
Oh, what are some of the few deals in the first 4 months, 4 or 5 months you made? Like, if I'm correctly, like over 30x, over 30x, like in your first few months of the investment.
We did, and I'll say this: not all results are typical, right? But we don't want to just be the typical investor. Like, we really take pride in what we're able to do. A lot of it was getting started. You will never get a result if you don't commit and get started. I look at how quickly, and I thought it was almost weird how quick we were just like, okay, we found the company. Yes, we're paying it all. Yes, we're doing the training. Okay, it was right before Christmas. Let's, you know, in November, let's go ahead and launch marketing campaign starts going less than a week. I think it was either our first or second lead that came in was the deal that we made over six figures on.
Okay.
It blew our mind, right? Like it was actually, I think, Christmas Eve where we went over with, my wife went with me, Noah went with me. We went and met with the seller, and this is the seller's situation. Her name was Pauline. I remember her because she was our first lead, first person that we were able to help, and her husband passed away. And she was in a very tough situation. And we went into it, what we call it is need-based selling. Values, we saw what's happening right now. They've been going down. So it's hard to go off of, what do you think it's worth? We don't ask a seller, what do you think? What is it worth? We ask them, what are you needing, right? What is the problem that you have right now? And what do you need to go continue to do what you want to do? She was behind on her payments. She was in pre-foreclosure. She had some bills from her past husband that, you know, they were trying to get all that money from her and stuff. So that ended up, we were able to come in, catch her up, get her some money to go get another place with her family cash. And we were able to get the property at a great price at the same time. So we were taking care of her needs. It was taking care of our needs, what we wanted to do with it. This was a flip. And we partnered with great people to help us get it flipped, get it moved. And what we thought was going to be $110,000 ended up being closer to $140,000 on that first lead that we got coming in. So right there, we were like, oh my gosh, this is something else, right? With what we could do. But a lot of it came to the action that we took. I mean, we were 100%. As soon as that lead came in, we were calling, negotiating, finding out what her needs were, went and met with her in person, had a contract in hand, made it happen. We were able to close. We had the right lenders so we could act really fast. Speed was a big part for her. So we were able to get the money over to her. So that was one that we were able to get. And it seems like every property that we've been able to close on, either to flip or to wholesale, have all been with distressed sellers, people that they really need the speed factor done for them. And they're in a pretty bad situation. And what they need is just a solution for their problems.
Okay. Now, when you're saying that a lot of these big deals has been from distressed sellers. So we know that we have motivated people and we also have distressed people, and we also could have both motivated and distressed, because motivation doesn't mean that someone is distressed, right?
Right.
It doesn't mean like you're about to what I mean? Like go and like, this is a very bad situation. But someone might be motivated, but doesn't mean that it's not distressed or the property is not distressed. So what's been your experience so far? And why do you feel like not only you put in the work, speed to lead, great sales process, being able to connect real well with the seller, diagnose the problem real well, understand how you can solve the problem, present the solutions, but do you feel like this leads, like what kind of leads and what kind of context are they coming from? Like, do they tell you, oh, I saw your ad, I saw your video, I saw your company, I Googled you after or before, what was this entire, like, have you been able to like really get some feedback out of these sellers?
Yeah. So I have. So that first lead, she actually, that first person that we helped, Pauline, she actually did a testimonial for us where we went to her and she explained how she found us, and it was on Facebook. So she had letters coming in. She's like, I had so many letters coming in and so many letters coming in. But I saw your guys's post and I felt like you guys were honest people. So I committed and filled out my information and talked to you on the phone, and you seem like you were local people and local to the, you know, we lived like 45 minutes away from her. So we were really close to her. And she just had confidence in what we were doing. That we met with her in person. But yeah, that's how she found us, was on Facebook. So she was on there trying to figure out what to do and put her information, and it came to us.
You feel like these people, they saw you were advertising, like, was it in the shape of the picture? Was it in the shape of the video? Because they've had a lot of letters, direct mail being sent to their home, but I'm assuming they never took action with any of the investors or wholesalers that were doing direct mail, but they did with you. I know that you guys put in the effort into creating a video, and you guys actually were in a video, like I saw it, where you took the phone on a selfie mode and were able to chat, even explain a case study, or like you even talk how you're going to be able to help them and the benefits of working with you. So like, what do you think was the entire like reasoning? Like, and why do you think these people having so many direct mails work with you?
I think one of them was just ease for them. I think when you see something on your phone and you can easily fill out information, but you're not talking to them. So you're like, all right, well, let me just fill this out, right? Online, let me just put my information and just do that. I think it's really easy for people to do that. And when people have a lot of stuff coming to them, I think it's hard for them to pick, what should I do? So I feel like we did something different that not a lot of other people do, right? Mm-hmm. We I'm trying to think of the right word, but we went against the grain, right? We weren't just sending out letters. And I still think that works as well, right? People going and sending out letters, we call that low-hanging fruit. But I feel like we did what not everyone else is willing to do, of doing the social media marketing and stuff like that. And I think that's really, really helped us out. And that's really what drew her to be able to reach out to us, that we could get in contact with her, was just the ease of being able to put your information online.
All right. I know. I love that, man. Do you feel like a lot of your sellers have been like that or very similar so far, the ones that you've done wholesale or?
Yeah. So you talked about our video. So we did do a video, and one of the properties that we acquired, they were in the similar situation. They were online. They actually saw our video and they saw who we were. They heard us talking about what we can do to help people out. And the lady said, I just really trusted that you guys could help us, right? So you saw the video of us, like you said, talking about one of our case studies, one of the properties. It was actually Pauline, how we helped her with, you know, what the situation that we were in, that we were looking for properties in that specific area. And they were in a similar motivated state where they wanted to sell their house and they reached out to us. So the video part was great. I'm glad you brought that up because we're actually going to be revamping and making a new video and doing that so we can continue doing that video marketing because I think people want to do business with people. So if you have a video out there that you get to show who you are, how you can help people out, I feel like that's people will react to that in a very positive way.
Yeah. So one quick trick and what it's just something you got to do. Like it's a tip that everyone needs to do is once you have someone on a winning position, let's say you have a seller and you're about to close title, right? You're about to close on escrow. You're about to close your deal and you have them right in the office. You have them right in that position of like, so excited, like it or not, some people will have excitement even if they don't show it. So they would agree to stuff that they would not agree you when they're in their normal, usual mode. So If you get them into that position and you know that those times are before closing and after closing, then get them to go to your office, get to your studio, to invite them over a coffee or whatever and ask them, hey, can we record a testimonial? Because I want to help other sellers. Mm-hmm. Can we record a testimonial? Because I want to help other sellers that are going through a very similar situation. And your testimonial, even if we, let's say, don't show your full face or whatever, we can do that. But if you're showing your face, you're showing that you're a human being, you're showing that you actually were taken care and serviced by us, then we potentially can help others change their life too. So would you be open on that? And on top of that, I'll give you a $50 gift card to, let's say, like Starbucks or whatever, a gift card, whatever. And so now they're incentivized, but they're also in the winning moment and you can ask them for a video testimonial. And also after that, go to my Google business listing and give us a review after you've given us the video testimonials right in front of you. And you can do that also virtually. Like before you actually get into the closing line, you can get in a Zoom with them, or you can ask them, request this to them, and they're going to give you a video. They'll send you a video through through text, through a Google Drive, or just jump in a Zoom call with them and record that case study. Because now you're going to put in your website, you're going to put in Google My Business, and that is going to give so much credibility to people that look for you, that search for you. Like Live Smart Home Buyers, for example, you guys have that video testimonial. And I don't know how many deals you've got, but imagine doing that for every single deal that you closed. You would have at least 10 video testimonials already by now. Right.
Yeah.
So imagine someone going to your website and your landing page, into your Facebook, into your Google My Business, into your everywhere, and it's in there, just piled up, right? Stack up of real video testimonials of homeowners that are needing some of your help, and that you help them in many different ways, and also Google reviews. So that's huge. I'm glad that you're doing that, man. Will you be posting it on Facebook? Will you be posting in Google My Business? Will you be posting in your landing page, in your website? Where will you be posting that?
Yeah, so I'll be putting on my YouTube, and Esteban, I'll share you that information on my Instagram, Facebook, and on our website. We're going to be, and that's what we're working on right now, is now that we're doing what we're doing, we want to share it with the world, right? We want to be able to have other people learn, to see what we're doing, and that way they can learn from it as well. So, but yeah, that's our goal. Is we have our personal website. We're going to be posting testimonials on there, and we'll be having it on all of our social media as well.
So. YouTube is a great place too, because YouTube is a place where it is activated by the search engine of Google.
Right.
It's the same company. People will go ahead and start searching on your keywords, or keywords need to sell my house, or how to right. get out of a specific situation. They're going to be able to help you to find you through the headlines. And if you have a YouTube channel for your company, then it means that you're putting it in a public site. Like, you're not scared, because you know that you're doing real well. You're servicing others. So putting YouTube in there as well, that'll be huge. How much have you so far made out of only social media lead generation?
So what we like to share is how much revenue have we generated. Because like I said, I'm not about just how much are we making, how much are we generating for other people. So in revenue sales for this year, we've done over 3 million in revenue sales. That has been since, other than our first deal in Chubbuck, the one that Noah brought to me, from that point on, every single deal we've done to this point has all been through social media marketing.
Impressive.
It's been a crazy ride, but it's been a lot of fun though.
Well, man, like, you know what? This is the whole reason why you're coming to Miami, having a second episode. We'll walk through some of the tactics or ways that you've been. We could handpick a few seller deals and like walk us through the entire tactic and how you did it. I think it will be crazy good. Some of the processes that you utilize internally, like in sales, acquisitions, dispo, but the evolution like that you've had so far, it's a lot of people would get inspired, because doing about 3 million in revenue, it's still pretty good. You know what I mean? Like it's really good. And utilizing social media marketing, I have a feeling that you guys now have to like combine one or two marketing channels too as well. Now, it's a moment to start optimizing your marketing channels and making sure that they work with each other. Like they both are working kind of like in a synergy. You're becoming omnipresent slowly and making sure that you have these other mechanisms to generate deals.
Right. No, I agree with you. Like you said, it's been an evolution, right? From cold calling, getting one deal, doing social media, getting all these deals going through, growing our team, bringing a virtual assistant, doing other marketing channels, getting an office. You know, we're not doing it from home. I'm here at our office that we have now. You know, we have a billboard in our office and our window where people drive by every day and they get to see who we are. It's been a very humbling experience. We're very excited. And we're here for the long haul. I mean, we're not just doing it for this year. This is what we're going to do as our career. And we want to help other people too, more than anything else. Like there's more deals out there for a lot of people, right? So there's never, so we really do. We want to grow our team. We want to grow our, influence that we can have with people, whether if it's someone bringing a deal to us. I'll give you a quick story real quick. We had one deal that we put an offer on. Another guy that lives within an hour from us went and got it for more, right? So they went with them and we told them, all right, well, that is our today offer. If you come back to us in 2 weeks, I don't know if it'll be the same thing, because the market's been shifting. The guy wasn't able to disposition it. They called me back and I got it for $20,000 less than what our initial offer was, because we had to adjust with what's happening in the market. We ended up getting it and dispositioning it within a week. So a lot of people, they might be able to find a deal, but they don't know what to do with it. So we're happy to help other people out as well with getting them to the right people in the right channels. So that way they can be able to disposition a property. We've been able to grow just as two people. And we know by bringing in a marketing company, by bringing in our assistants, by bringing in partners, lenders, we can really exponentially grow a lot more by helping other people out. So that's what we want to do in this next year is help create more real estate investors, right? By giving them the knowledge, the relationship piece, you know, the time, so that way they can be successful as well.